They're coming to get you, Barbara.
So yeah,
we're
playing music. It's music.
This is not copyrighted music.
Sorry.
Welcome to
Blood, Tits, and Gore. I'm Brooke.
I'm Tina.
I'm Sam.
And I'm Pony.
And I don't know if you've guessed it, but today we're talking about classical music. No,
we're talking about our boyfriend George Glass.
George Glass.
It's a thing.
And his brother Patrick Glass, worked on a movie based on shit by Clive Barker.
Based on Clive Barker.
Whose name starts with a C, which is also the beginning of the word/name Candyman.
Dun, dun, dun.
Clive Barker. Same number of syllables. Candyman, Clive Barker.
Yeah. We just made it work.
Weird.
Illuminati
make
confirmed.
It work.
Weird.
Uh-oh.
Counting numbers.
Illuminati confirmed.
So everybody remembers Candyman. We all saw it when we were little. I remember playing Candyman.
Yeah, I had a much different impression of what that movie was about and like.
See, I didn't think it was about so much what it was about as much as it was standing in front of a mirror and some dude with a hook trying to kill you and just being like, that sucks.
A very tall, imposing black dude with a sweet timbre of a voice.
Oh my God. When I was younger, I wasn't like, I do the Candyman, but now I'm like, I do the Candyman.
Yeah, he was like kind of too handsome for me to be like mad at him.
Well, I mean, like,
how do you feel about Ted Bundy?
No, Ted Bundy
didn't do it for me.
Zac Efron is Ted Bundy. I'm all about it.
He can
scream at me drunkenly and beat the shit out of me and kill me. Yeah. Like, I'm all into it.
I'm a little on the fence about that.
Zac Efron,
dude, he looks legit
as Ted Bundy.
Oh my God, did you see the like set pictures?
I don't think so. No.
No, he's looking good, but not good. Like, he looks very Ted Bundy-ish.
But Ted Bundy just like, he looks like a normal dude. Like, I didn't find him handsome.
No, but I find Zac Efron handsome at all times. So.
I was shocked that Philip Glass did the soundtrack. I'm a big Philip Glass fan.
I'm like, chamber music, I feel like, is terrifying to me.
Sure.
Especially in the context of Candyman. And that's like the main thing that I remember about that film. Watching it as a kid, I think I've said every scary movie I've ever watched as a kid was at my aunt's house because she was like the cool aunt that let us watch scary shit. Chamber music, scary, and the bees.
Yeah.
That's on a lot of top whatever lists.
And I definitely don't remember as many nipples as...
Yeah, I don't remember boobs.
Like, this time around.
You know,
I must have watched it on, like, TBS or something.
Yeah, no, I totally watched it on, like,
a lot of the
my parents weren't like, hey, six-year-old Brooke, do you want to rent this movie real quick? And like, make sure you get the R version.
Yeah, I want uncensored, Mom.
Yeah. Like, I want to see Virginia Madsen's titties, man.
Yeah, covered in blood.
Those were some good-looking boobs, though.
I know,
they
did have really great boobs.
Even in that weird milky water.
I don't think she still has them.
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't seen them.
Yeah.
Gone.
Where'd they go?
I did.
I don't know.
Where do boobs go?
That's
so
a good question.
To the ground.
In my notes, I did write that it's based on Clive Barker, The Forbidden, and then I also wrote, I could edit this opening scene.
Huh. What was the opening scene?
When the letters were just flying across the screen like a PowerPoint.
Yeah.
I
mean, the tech back then for title screens was...
Hook, hand to the groin. Oh.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Yeah. Well, so basically his origin story, I missed.
He's
so
a son of a slave who became prosperous after developing a system for mass-producing shoes during the Civil War. Why wasn't he called the Shoe Man? He grew up in a polite society...
No, that was his dad. His dad was the Shoe Man.
Son of a slave who became... He grew up in a polite society and became one of an artist sought after for his talent. That's who was doing the murals.
Yeah, he did his own murals.
After his talent for self-portraits.
He's the creator of selfies.
After falling in love and fathering a child with a white woman in 1980...
that's why he wanted the baby.
Oh, I was like, pony.
Man,
Ooh. That's why he wanted the baby.
Yeah, because he was like, it's our child. Candyman was set upon by a lynch mob hired by his lover's father. They cut off his painting hand and replaced it with a hook. And he was smeared rude. With honey.
Why take the time to do that if you're just going to kill someone?
And then his corpse was burned. Ashes were scattered across the area where Cabrini Green now stands. Helen decides to write her thesis on this. Helen, y'all.
Helen.
Man.
But before we get to Helen. On,
because she didn't know that story.
Ben Franklin told her.
Yeah. No, yeah. But he even called her out. He was like, you don't know
that shit I wrote 10 years ago.
That's not what she was writing her thesis on.
Yeah, it was like urban legend shit.
It was just urban legends in general. And then at that point she had heard multiple people say the Candyman thing.
Yeah.
And then that one chick was like, oh, well, my friend knows somebody who actually died from Candyman.
The janitor lady.
But before we get to that, the first story she heard was somebody being like, oh, this babysitter who, like, you know, is totally sledding around with different guys, took a guy into the bathroom and, like, that she was gonna finally let him to get Billy or something, get there finally. And then they have like weird conversation where she tells the story about Candyman, and then she's like, do you want to try it? And then he's like, yeah, and start saying Candyman into it.
And Sam Raimi's a little brother.
Yeah, he says it five times, and she goes, no one ever got past four. Like, that's her sexy, like, innuendos. Yeah.
Wait, it's whose little brother?
She gotta go for Sam fifth Raimi, base, man.
The director.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's probably bases.
Well, well, that's like another thing.
Go for fifth base.
Somebody from sports. She's like, no one's ever gotten past four. Right about five bases.
Like, what? I don't get it. Like, I don't know. I didn't like her.
No.
And then she's like, go downstairs. I have a surprise for you.
Yeah.
Why is she going all over the damn house?
Like, I know.
It's like, just fuck a dude in a room, okay?
I know. And who? Why?
And she was babysitting, right?
Like,
that wasn't well, the house.
That's not uncommon.
Well, where was the baby?
Well, the baby got killed as well.
Mm-hmm.
Did it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So well, we don't see it. We just hear it later on.
But they say
it. They say it in the...
Yeah.
Like, oh, and then...
Yeah, I was tuned out.
Yeah.
Was that when the Chinese food got here?
And
no.
No. Anyway.
She did, the baby did, but the boyfriend or whatever, he
survived. But his hair turned white from shock.
That's a common motif.
Oh, because that also happens like later in the story.
Yeah, in the toilet, where the toilet killer.
With the shit.
The toilet
the shit writer.
And the shit arrows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guys, don't follow shit arrows.
Yeah.
Don't.
They're not leading somewhere you want to go.
Also, so Helen and Bernadette are writing their master's thesis, which I'm gathering that maybe like Helen and her husband Trevor, like maybe she was a prior student of his who he ended up getting involved with and they got married.
I feel like that's
it's probably a story that plays itself.
Yeah, he's probably into girls who are like 19.
So
then when they get mid-20s, he's like, I need a 19-year-old.
Yeah. Again. So he's teaching a class on urban legends, and she walks in to probably just see her husband, because that's what people do. And
he's like, lunch.
Smoking in that school.
Yep.
It's so crazy. 90s. But she shows up and sits down, and he goes, lunch.
Yeah, the bell rings. And he's like, all right, that's lunch, y'all.
That's lunch, y'all.
That's lunch.
Like, okay.
And then, of course, the young blonde immediately runs up to him with the, like, googly eyes.
Yeah, and she will not stop looking at Virginia Madsen with, like...
Like, some stank eye.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
First she walks up, and she's like, oh, it's the dashing professor. And then he says something along the lines of, like, oh, and it's the
beautiful
something.
Beautiful wife.
Yeah.
And that young girl is, like, not hating. Letting it at all. Yeah.
I wrote her husband is gross and an asshole.
Yeah, I put
he plays a gross asshole in a lot of shit. Isn't he a creepy husband in another thing?
Probably.
He kind of looks like a dickhead loser.
He does the
stupid dickhead loser.
He does the scando husband very well.
Yeah. Only he knew what was heading for him, you know?
Well, and then, so then she calls him out. She's like, that girl is fucking giving me the stink eye, like... She was just staring me down, blushing, all pissed off when, like, she had to walk away. And he's like, oh, she's just in love with me.
Yeah, at that point, I would just smack his ass.
He's in The Walking Dead. He's the guy who is in the Antebellum House.
I don't
watch
Walking Dead, so none of this means anything to me.
Can I see?
Yeah. He's the up on the hill.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Why do you have to fuck your students? Like,
yeah.
What, you don't understand the appeal of young, nubile...
No, I do.
I mean, but I'm willing to give eyes for an A. However, sure. I'm not willing to give blowies for...
Or to
I mean,
paint my walls pink.
Yeah.
I did, however, at one point in my life, have pink walls, but I thought I wanted them.
Eyes for an A and blowies for an A plus?
No, she was just giving blowies just because she actually liked him or whatever.
Yeah, no, she didn't,
liked that he was
an older man.
Yeah.
She did not like him. She couldn't let that man take a shit while she cooked dinner. She was like, oh my
it's
God.
It's like the thrill of the chase.
How am I supposed to make this liver?
Literally throwing meat across the kitchen.
No, yeah. No, I was like, what is she even throwing meat like into? It was like it looked like maybe she was trying to make a salad.
Salad.
I know, but
the
raw meat salad that she makes every night.
Well, we're jumping to the very end. However, I'll just say this: she asked him to help her make a salad, and then she starts chopping up
raw meat
and throwing it across the kitchen.
Salad, dude.
That's no salad I eat, anyways. Whatever.
Salads have to be cold.
We don't like her.
Back to like the actual beginning of the movie. So they're doing an interview. Or Virginia Madsen,
who's
the
janitor. Madsen and her friend.
They're doing an interview. Bernadette.
Well, then the janitor walks in.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, you're doing a story about the Candyman. And she tells her little bits and pieces of the story.
You mean
and
the
she's
lady who comes to clean one desk?
Yes. Yeah. She's like, I'm popping here to get this one desk. Gonna leave.
This is my one desk.
No, honestly, I thought when she was like, yeah, my friend, and then walked out the door, I was like, she's not coming back.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Yeah.
But she was just like,
the end of that scene.
She was just like, Ruthie, get in here.
Mm-hmm. Well, then she tells the story.
No, Ruthie's the one who died.
Oh, yeah.
No, Ruthie didn't die.
No, Annie Mae is the mom.
Oh, Ruthie Jean.
Ruthie did die. Ruthie Jean.
Anyway. Anne Marie McCoy was the mom.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. But she tells the story of Ruthie, who... What was the story?
Busted through the apartment. Called
911. And she kept calling 911, being like, somebody's coming through my walls.
Nobody was, like, responding.
Everyone was like,
by the time they got there, she was dead.
Yeah, I wrote, people coming through walls, 911.
And then shortly thereafter, maybe right before, we discovered that Virginia Madsen's apartment complex... was designed to be a housing project. Yeah. So, it's the same floor plan. So she, like, pops off her fucking...
Medicine cabinet
and like just pushes into the next apartment
she's
over.
She's like, check this out. I can spy on my neighbors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's just like, no, it's fine. I swear.
Yeah.
Just push this.
I wouldn't call it spying. Friend.
Yeah. Just like push it open while
they're shout out to Bernadette and sensibility.
Bernadette got fucked over.
Yeah. It's like a cautionary tale about befriending white people.
Can we pause? What just happened?
Yeah.
He sneezed and bopped his head.
Oh. Are you a goose? Okay?
Sorry, Rico just sneezed and gave himself a concussion.
Our poor mascot just hurt recording himself. Table. He's having a rough week.
Rico,
it's okay, bud. How funny would it be if he like sneezed and immediately shit himself?
No, did I just tell
slightly
you that?
Slightly funny until I smelled shit.
So
I'm gonna be grossed out.
So Rico peed in the house, and I was like, Rico, no! And then he immediately shat himself.
You scared the shit out of him.
It was all over. It was all over his tail and his ass, and I had to like wipe it off and give him a bath. And I was like, I didn't want kids, and you're
it's getting
you're fucking with that man.
Yeah.
Boundaries.
He's gonna I'm gonna buy you a robo dog for your next.
Well,
pet.
And then Haley told me. I asked Haley to go let him out, and she was like, "I had to chase him around to pick him up to take him outside." And when I finally did, he started shitting in midair.
Rico, you're a little poopy bandit.
I know. He has like
nervous bowels. Okay, Rico.
He's got nervous bowels. Don't make fun of him.
Oh, Rico.
I got nervous bowels,
baby.
Anyway.
All right, where
Bernadette popping through walls. Bernadette's like, please don't crawl through like all the fucking. Yeah,
she's telling
like,
her
medicine cabinet
her
holes.
Dumb white friend to stop doing dumb white shit.
No, because it's like she's like this fucking sensible one, and it's like this fucking no. And I know, like in her mind, she's like this fucking like, white bitch. Like, why am I friends with her?
Better be fucking worth it.
Yeah. Well, okay. So, like, your number one mistake.
I wrote white women are dumb.
I have. Where is it?
White girl ain't scared of no projects.
Classic white girl privilege.
Yeah.
So So like the cabinet thing.
Yeah.
She's like, okay. There's no actual wall between these apartments. She's like, they're just separated by a medicine cabinet. And in my head, I'm like, that sounds like a great way to get killed. Yeah. Let's not dig into that. And if we do, let's just put a fucking wall up.
Immediately digs into it.
Her thing, when she figures that out, is, hey, let's pull the medicine cabinet out and see what's on the other side.
But right before she does that, she takes a flash camera photo of it.
Oh, of the mirror.
Of the mirror.
Well, but we have to talk about how weird, like, jumping ahead, because so the janitor tells her the story of
then they go to Cabrini
the projects, yeah. And they go to that project, and she's like, Bernadette, just dress sensibly or conservatively or whatever.
Oh,
and they roll up to this fucking housing project. There's all these dudes outside, and she's like, just be chill. It's fine. We're going to fucking go in there.
Well, it was so funny. It's like the white girl being
Helen. No, it's fine.
And Bernadette's like, dude, like, come on.
She's like, I don't even fucking hang out here.
Yeah, like, what are we doing? And she's like, no, it's fine.
No, and then Helen pulls this thing where she's like, no, it's okay, Bernadette. You can just stay in the car, and I'll go in there. Yes, white girl. You go in there, and...
And leave your black friend.
And leave your black friend in the car.
Once they get in there, she's like, Bernadette, it's fine. They think we're cops. I'm like, is that good?
Well, I mean, I guess we're not going to jump them.
Yeah. I don't know. Fuck. But yeah, then they go up to the apartment.
Yeah.
Do they run into Anne Marie first? Or?
Anne Marie opens the door and the dog's like, rah, 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 rah.
Yeah, okay. She kind of like intimidates him a little bit.
Because they're taking a picture of the tag that said sweets for sweets to the sweet.
Yeah, sweets to the sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is on her door.
Yep.
On Anne Marie's door. Or part of it is.
That was like an...
And then the murder
apartment. But then, like, also they just happened... Oh, no. They were specifically looking for that apartment. For the murder apartment.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
right. Yeah.
But the way they're just, like, casually walking through these apartments with nothing. Like, look, okay, if you're trying to investigate something, I get you get on these, like, little, like, hunches. You're like, I gotta get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, but also...
Okay, at the same time.
At least be some sort, or have some sort of sense, and, like, put a hammer in your purse, or, like... something for a little, like, self-protect. And they're just, like, walking like through the camera.
A taser, yeah.
I know. My dad...
Mace?
My dad made me walk around with a meat cleaver in my backpack when I was a kid.
That's intense.
That is intense.
That's also, a big fuck-off kind of thing, like...
Well, my dad wanted me ready for the
world. Are you sure it wasn't a meat tenderizer? That seems like, more...
Oh, yes, exactly.
Oh, my God, fuck.
Okay, yeah, you said a meat cleaver. No, that's...
Like, I don't think you can have that around.
Yeah, that's a bit terrifying.
Yeah, walk
around with a fucking meat cleaver. One time,
I did take a meat cleaver to my closet. My dad was not happy.
I remember walking around with a meat tenderizer. I was like, that feels more common.
And that's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Meat cleaver, that would be hardcore. I'd be like, don't go home.
I think my dad would be a very different person if he was like, here, baby girl, walk around with this meat cleaver.
Your dad wanted you to walk around with that? That's nuts.
That's different. All right.
All right, we straighten that out. So she goes to the most grimy, like excessively ridiculously grimy bathroom. Yeah. Well, the second most.
No.
Because she goes, because there's a later toilet.
Oh, so I thought we were jumping to the later toilet. Oh, no. I was like, I got notes on this. It looks like
a dirt bomb exploded. Like, everyone, like, I mean, people got murdered in there.
Every inch
like,
of everything is covered in graffiti, which I'm like, that is just impressive.
Yeah. I mean, I believe
everything.
Well, and it doesn't look like it smells that great in there. So, you know, I got to commend the artists.
Yeah.
She's just so free walking throughout everything. Yeah. She's like, kind of
pop her head in, like, oh, okay, this looks cool.
Yeah. There's so many pop outs in this fucking movie.
Oh scared the shit out of me.
They were good. I thought they were effective.
Yeah,
they were. I mean, I was into it.
I will say,
except for when Helen scared Bernadette.
I scare very easily, so the pop-out movies are the ones that get me real good.
God, so
funny. Scared the
shit out of me. Yeah.
I scream and I jump, and if I'm scared, I'm generally the one that scares everyone else, even if they're not scared.
Which she did. She jumped and scared every single
everybody,
one of us.
I screamed.
Yeah. That's true. I screamed and you screamed.
I don't even remember what happened, because
it wasn't her
screaming.
Well, there was one, so Helen goes through the fucking hole behind the medicine cabinet in this bust out like apartment she's traipsing around in there and climbs through like several holes and walls
last hole she pops out and she's like, oh, I just crawled out of a dude's mouth.
Yeah, well then she like comes back and like fucking Bernadette sitting there smoking a fucking cigarette because she's so stressed out.
She pranks
and then
her friend.
She like pops her head through the hole. She's like, Bernadette.
Bernadette's like, dude, fuck you, dude.
What the fuck? There are like a number of things that are terrifying about this place already.
No, I love... She should have punched her in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Fuck.
And then Helen, that they leave, and Helen comes back to the projects, as one does.
Yep. Yeah, by herself.
Goes back by herself. She's like, solo. I'll get to the bottom of this.
And then she's inappropriate.
They meet Anne Marie. Meets the boy. Well,
they talk to Anne Marie first.
Because Anne Marie finds them in the apartment.
Yeah.
The trash one. And then she's like, all right. She's like, I'll talk to you guys. She's reluctant, but then she's like, you're not cops. Like, and I'll tell you about what happened over there to the woman. And I think that's like a little bit of foreshadowing with her baby, because she's like,
yeah, holding she's her like, baby, they're never going to get him. And like, it's fine.
Well, and she's like, do you have a baby? She's like, no, but I love what, you know, like it kind of,
There's
like that whole strange interaction.
Mm-hmm. She's like, he's never going to get this one.
And he like throws up on his mom. And then she's like,
oh, yeah,
he's wearing the cutie little spaceship.
Yeah. And then when did they meet the young boy whose name I can't remember?
That's when
she goes back.
When she comes back.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And she's snooping around on her own. And she meets the boy.
Super inappropriate to children.
She's looking like,
for Anne Marie, and he's like,
Anne Marie is not there.
Mm-hmm. She told me you'd come.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She told me you'd come back.
She's not there, you narc.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then she's like pressing this fucking, like, what, 5-year-old for details on a murder?
I don't know. For all I know, he's 20. I don't know what he was like anymore.
He was young. And like, yeah.
I'd say he's like 6 or 7.
All right.
He was little. He was little.
He is the wisest person in that whole film, though, I'll say.
But she was fucking horrible with him.
Oh, she was. So he's asking about
the murder.
She's like, so do you know about the murder that went down over here?
Yeah, the lady that was murdered in the place you live.
Yeah.
Do you know about that?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know nothing.
Yeah.
Well, he's not going to be no snitch.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't know her.
Was it Jake?
Yeah.
Jake.
And then, but then she's like, I just really want to know.
Jake was 12.
Okay.
Oh, he's 11.
12? I was going to, that's what I was saying.
I think you guys are like, yeah. No, because I know.
I mean, it's not way
I know off. A 7-year-old.
11? Man.
And she looks much younger than that. But
I remember him looking like a little babe.
He's 11.
Well, then he tells the story of like the little boy who hit, like went to the bathroom and like the weird stalls outside, and then he kept like screaming for his mom, but his mom didn't come out.
He was different. He was a retard.
Yeah,
and we were all like, "Oh my god,
you don't use this that word is anymore. Dated."
Yeah,
we're like, "That's not PC. That's not PC."
Yeah, but the way he told the story though, he was like, "There was a little boy." And his mom was in the store.
Did we tell them?
And he had to use the bat. And like, and it was like
very like Sandlot telling your fucking spooky story.
It was like kind of like a little bit of unsolved mysteries.
Wait, is this before or after Ben Franklin told her off?
Oh, this is after.
Yeah, we think we forgot the Ben Franklin scene.
There's a lot happening. So she goes to dinner with her quote unquote husband.
He's
such a
dickhead. And he is totally sleeping on her.
Ugh, he's the worst.
He's garbage.
That's what scared us. The scene that scared the shit out of Christina, which subsequently scared the shit out of all of us, was he didn't come home.
Oh my gosh.
She was asleep in bed, and then he straight up jumped in the dark on top of her.
Bernadette and her Say Candy Man in the bathroom mirror 5 times, nothing happens.
Well, Virginia does.
Well, no, they both say it four times.
Bernadette said it 4 times. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So they say that, and then Bernadette goes home. Yeah. Her husband, obviously, is MIA because he's fucking his student.
Right. He had to get something from the office at 11:20.
Yeah, he had to get that pussy.
She's sleeping, and it's like, you know, pitch black, silent, and she starts to hear something. And then she calls. She's like, oh, Trevor, is that you? Nothing. So she rolls back over, and he fucking launches on top of her on bed.
Latches on.
Oh, yeah. Scared the shit
that
out of
was
me.
Horrifying.
I jumped, I screamed. Like, everyone else did.
Yes,
like,
yes, she did. She was right next to me.
I would have elbowed
did.
The shit out of whoever did that. I said that while we were watching it. I'd say it again now.
It was wildly
If you're dating me and I call your name
Future
and you don't say shit,
if you're out there.
And you pounce on me, I might elbow you. It's not personal. It's reflexive.
Don't fucking reaction.
Exactly.
As a reflex.
So fucking annoying.
So like Candyman.
Yeah.
Kills that kid, apparently. Like, the thing is, like, that he keeps screaming and nobody comes and helps him. And Candyman kills him. And when they find him, he's been, like, ripped up with,
his dick was torn off.
To which I wrote, Candyman likes candy and penis.
And that's when the guy, the tough guy, though, went in to go check out the sink.
And his hair turned white.
And his hair turned white. But, like, okay, I have a question.
So there's a weird freestanding toilet in the middle of a parking lot in Cabrini Green, apparently.
How does that relate to where he's at? Because he's in the apartment, though, right?
But his ashes were sprinkled all around. But it turns out that was, like...
But why did that kid die?
Remember, it was a false front? It turned out to be, like, the drug dealer's hangout?
Yeah, but...
But there were bees in the toilet.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm wondering, like, how the kid area. Was, like, connected.
Because well, maybe the kid did the Candyman. Maybe he did.
Oh, yeah, maybe the...
Yeah, no, I feel like the whole thing, like, the big thing was, like... Yeah, the drug dealer took on the pseudo of the, like, whole Candyman. And so once he was gone... Then everybody was like, oh, that was just the Candyman.
Yeah.
It turns out the killer was just a drug
dealer. Still
but the killer was not.
We still haven't covered the fact that she goes to the bathroom, there's shit smeared on the walls that says sweets for my sweet. And then she opens the shit covered door.
Which sweets
pulls up the shitter and there's bees in it.
Which we will later learn that Candyman just wants somebody to love.
He does.
Yeah.
Sweets for his sweet.
And then a bunch of drug dealer gang dudes go in, and they're like, time to beat up the stupid white lady.
Yeah.
And they beat her up, and then they're like, they have a police lineup, and they're like, I'm the Candyman, bitch. No, I'm the Candyman, bitch.
No, they say, we hear you looking for Candyman, bitch.
Yeah.
And then he has a hook
in his hand.
Yeah.
And that one guy says it in his voice, and I'm like... I would totally be like,
I heard you looking for the Candyman, bitch.
Yeah. Like
any
I heard you looking for the Candyman, bitch.
Why literally I heard you fucking looking anything. For the Candyman, bitch.
Why I heard you looking for the Candyman, bitch.
You're like, I'm just going to put on a shitty fake accent. Yeah, I don't know how. And
like
work.
Any fucking accent, any fucking voice. You don't speak like yourself, like, oh, fuck, they finally got me.
Yeah. Police lineups.
Yeah.
So she busts him, and the detective's like, finally, we got Candyman arrested.
At the same time, these guys look nothing alike, but she needs to hear them. Are we just assuming that she can't tell that they look different?
I don't know.
Well, I think there's just, like, they have a standard of, like, protocol at that point anyways.
Yes.
I mean, it's, like, this small fat man, then this, like, old dude.
Yeah.
They're like, just gather up as many...
I need five blacks.
Yeah, and put them in a room, and we'll just pick one.
I feel like what was most memorable about the jail scene was after she like picks the person.
Yeah,
and they have the little boy there too because he's the one that finds her and saves her, or calls the cops or whatever.
Please, and, bartender.
She goes out to him. And he's sitting there drinking like a cup of coffee or something.
Right.
Literally looking like an 80-year-old man.
I don't know why you gave me that.
I don't know, Brooke. Help me.
And but again, it's like, how is like this like 11-year-old child the wisest man on the block? He's like, take me home. I told you I was going to talk to no cops.
Girl,
and like,
you ain't never seen The Wire? Those are the smartest kids.
Yeah.
I don't know what The Wire is.
What?
Oh, what? Very good. It's a great movie.
It's not a movie. It's a television show.
I know.
It's a great show. Oh my God. Has Josh seen it?
Man, but seasons 1 and 2 were the peak for me.
Mm.
With fucking Stringer Bell and shit. God, no, he's in 3-2.
But I he's 1 through 3.
I hate season 2.
I hate the doc.
Yeah, I don't like the docs either.
The best season.
That's 2?
Yeah.
Fuck, I didn't like that at all.
Yeah, that was boring.
The best season.
But 1 was killer then.
The third season, I think, is Media. And then the fourth season is.
What's the one with Lord Baelish?
The third season is like politics, right?
Isn't that from Shrek?
I think the best season is season 5 because that's
which
the one
that?
That's the one with the kids. So
and what's his name? The cop is a teacher.
Yes, and the cop
that one
teacher.
Is
that's
so good and
such
so
a good
sad.
Season. I know it's fucking devastating. And Bodie,
Bodie was so good.
You have to watch it.
You mix my rosé with my other rosé. Can I taste your rosé since it's normal?
Nobody.
What?
Yeah.
She.
That was always like, I was like, that's way too long that you're doing that.
Wait, do y'all know this one though? Byron.
No.
Madea, no one.
I've done everything I can with that.
Oh my gosh. Wait, okay, please, we're talking Google about it,
Tyler
right?
Perry, starring Tyler Perry by Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
Produced by Tyler Perry.
I don't watch Tyler Perry movies.
Well, I've seen a few.
I've never seen any.
I haven't actually watched any of them.
Yeah.
So she gets beat up. She goes to the
toilet
police.
Bees.
Yeah, there's, she goes in the shit. She follows the shit arrow.
She opens the toilet
arrow.
And there's toilet. There's bees. Because
she follows the shit
it's
arrow.
Full.
And it's straight up obvi that it's poop.
Yeah. It's someone got a lot written, of texture.
Someone's written. Unless he's like, who's the guy who did Starry Night? Unless he's there. Unless he's like the Van. He's like the Van
like
Gogh
oil
shit.
Painting with your shit.
He's like the Van Gogh of shit. He's got really thick textured letters and sweet to my sweet, and then it's like a point arrow just pointing to the toilet, and she's like, "Well, I gotta look inside.
Yeah, I mean,
what could be there?
Arrow.
Oh, just a bunch of bees, because."
Like, he's like, you know, I want to be a little bit different than all the other graffiti artists. I was thinking about using puffy paint.
Yeah, what's my medium gonna be? Brown puffy paint.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, she gets to the police station. The kid's there. The wise kid.
And then she's like, then she like comes and sees her husband. She's all in love with him and happy. She's like, look, my eye's going down.
Oh, yeah.
And then suddenly it's in the future and she's like basically high-fiving Bernadette and walking around.
Yeah, Bernadette's,
like,
look, we got the pictures developed and she got slides.
Like, now that you got your ass beat, you're like real famous and shit. So
like
we're going to get published.
Oh, yeah.
He had the hook, but he just kind of fucking hit her with it, right? Which was weird to me.
Yeah, no, he was just holding it.
Oh, you're talking about like,
the guy that beat up, what's her name?
He gave
She decides to like look at her slides
her.
And she's like,
that was weird.
I'm gonna walk to my car looking at my slides. I'm all healed up and shit.
And she was so like, yes, I've got the slides. And she's like talking
great.
To herself.
I'm gonna get published. And then
she's super pleased.
She was so happy.
But it's a weirdly like very white. Happy.
Yeah, she's like jovial and like expressing her feelings with her body.
Like I feel like she should have been like, Bernadette, let's go out for drinks. Like,
yeah, and not just like, see you later.
Like, not like, oh, me getting my ass beat in the projects means that we're going to be famous, or I'm going to be famous. Thanks, Bernadette.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, I also wrote subtitles spoiler alert, because before we know that Candyman is talking to her, our subtitles popped up and said Candyman.
Yeah.
His voice, I thought that was like really well done, the voice.
Yeah, the music
was
super loud and super close.
It was like, it was weird, echoey, like, I don't know, it was nice.
What were his lines?
Very authoritative.
I don't know, he kept wanting
that
to
I surprised
I almost said, I'm here for you, Clarice, but that's a totally different movie.
It's fine.
I know that he kept saying,
Oh, be like, my victim.
Well, first he was calling victim. Her name. He was like, Helen.
Helen.
Yeah.
Be
and then she,
victim.
Like, went in her days. And
yeah, like,
that was
like,
kind of fun.
She, like, almost, like, immediately, like dropped.
Believe
she was like,
in me.
Well, and then it was, like, Helen. In those, I don't know, that was weird. Like, everything was very, like, dreamy. And that was kind
of
cool.
Yeah, I did like that. I noticed
was,
that. I felt like
a lot
in a lot of scenes, they would, like, zoom in on her face.
Yeah.
It was,
and, like, it would be, like, almost, like, blurry, like, dreamy, like you said. Yeah.
It's a lot of really interesting camera work.
So then he's
kind of
doing that whole thing with her. But then is that when she wakes up in fucking Anne Marie's
apartment?
Covered
in blood.
Like so much blood.
Well, he says something to her along the lines of like,
yeah, you like, you ruined my, basically you took away my believers.
Mm-hmm.
Because she basically like ruined the myth of Candyman by like outing
by
a drug
outing,
dealer
was that dude.
By Candyman.
And they're telling the kid, who is apparently the voice of the nation, that Candyman doesn't exist.
Right.
It was fake, just like all of these other things you probably still believe in, but don't anymore because I'm about to tell you they don't exist either.
Santa doesn't exist.
Well, and then I feel like at that point, that's when I was like, oh, here's the relation. It's like,
she's
an
taking
elf,
his power away.
Where Santa Claus can't deliver the presents because nobody believes him anymore.
Yeah.
And it's
And so it's like the same thing with Candyman. He's like, you took all of my thunder, so like I can't scare anymore. Mm-hmm. So he's like, now I'm gonna take you.
We're gonna make
and
some
we're
new
gonna
legends.
Make a new
Yeah, no, we have to be careful because what is that guy's Tim Allen? Like, we gotta be careful or else, you know,
Santa Claus aren't gonna, different Santa movies.
Well, people aren't gonna believe in Candyman anymore, and Tim Allen's gonna have to replace him.
The Candy Claus.
It took me so long to understand the title of the Santa Claus. Like, when it hit me one day, I was like, whoa.
Were you, how far away from the, how many years after the movie?
Oh, like, this was in the last five.
Oh, wait, I don't get it. Santa Claus.
Oh, that just
it's happened. It's like a clause. Dude, isn't that fucking good? It's fucking fun.
I'm not gonna lie, I just saw this meme the other day that was like, it took me 20-something years to figure out something. And then
was it the one like, hard as hail, hard as hell?
And then it says, it took me today years to figure that out. Yeah. That's how this is with the Santa Claus. It took me today years.
Hard as what?
It's hard as hail. So versus like, hard as hell. It's not hard as hell. It's hard as hail. Like hail.
Like
hail, the stuff that falls from the sky.
Yeah.
So it's that's hard? The saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird, really?
What?
So, and then someone says, someone said it took me 21 years to figure out that it's hard as hail, not hard as hell.
When I say I'm tired as hell.
See, that's harder, that's confusing, something working off of that. Yeah. So off the incorrect assumption.
I think that's stupid as hell.
Yeah.
No, I just needed another SL.
When I say I'm tired of shit, I don't mean like I feel like a dookie.
I know. Sometimes I feel like a dookie.
I feel like a steaming. Yeah, there's so many expressions
that
I say all the
time. I'm like, that makes no sense.
Yeah.
Like anything as fuck. I'm like, what? No.
AF, dude.
Yeah, I like it. Anyways, she wakes up covered in fucking blood in Amory's place. Amory's wailing.
Amory's wailing. Like,
and she's losing her goddamn mind.
And then, and she's covered in blood, and there's like a dog head, and then her, and she sees a meat cleaver.
The first thing she does is pick up the meat cleaver.
Yeah. She's just like, oh, a meat cleaver. I should pick that up.
And she's like running around the apartment, like with the meat cleaver in attack mode. Not like limp by her side, but like attack mode meat cleaver.
She can also hear Anne Marie screaming. Yeah,
freaking and saying, Anthony and
screaming for her child.
And I would have just left.
Or not approached a screaming woman with a fucking knife.
Yeah.
When there's you're covered in blood.
Yeah, I would think that's probably
And then immediately Amory's like, you bitch, and like goes after her. Yeah. And then she pops her in the fucking shoulder with the meat cleaver.
She's like, calm down.
She's like, are you going to stop now?
And she's threatening her with a meat cleaver, and then the police bust in. It's like the police
never bust in before, but now they will.
They bust in.
Candyman called the cops.
Amory is underneath Virginia Madsen, who's got a meat cleaver raised up ready to strike her in the face. Doesn't look good. Virginia Madsen's like, why do you think it was me? Like, if I got arrested and I look in that position, I'd have just been like, shit. I need a lawyer.
I would have immediately been like, it's not what it looks like.
Yeah. But like, it.
I'm like, that's not mine. Someone put that there.
Yeah,
that's what you're supposed to say.
Test the blood. None of it's the babies.
They were like, they think it may have just been the dog's blood everywhere. I'm like, you can't tell?
Yeah, like.
I mean, this was the 92. Medical tech wasn't, it was probably like an overnight test.
They were like, it's red. It must be human blood.
Yeah.
I feel like you can tell between human blood and dog blood pretty quick, though.
We can find out.
To the untrained eye.
To be fair, if you find a screaming person covered in blood, no, don't murder my dog. Maybe a dead dog.
You're going to make this lines up.
Yeah. I just don't feel like she says anything to help herself.
No.
She doesn't kill a
puppy and a baby. Just well, I'll get our microscopes out. Ah, interesting. Well, this one tastes a little bit different.
But that's used as like a movie mechanism. Helen
gets arrested.
Yeah. Hard.
Yeah, and the dude's like, you're under fucking arrest right now. She's like,
Ted, you're my friend. And old Detective Ted's like, nah, dude.
Because remember when you woke up in a pool of blood in some lady's apartment?
Yeah, and you had a meat cleaver.
And then her baby's gone?
Yeah. Where's the baby?
Yeah.
Where's the baby?
Why are you in Cabrini Green for the eighth time this week?
She calls her husband and he ends up finally hearing the message coming in.
Well, Trevor's not there.
Trevor's not there at 3 a.m.
Yeah, when he's she out calls fucking in. His student.
Yeah, because he's banging the kids at the school.
They're not kids, though. It's legal. Yeah.
They're adults. However, they're not his wife.
They're basically children.
Well, so then when she finally gets home, though, like...
I didn't know any better at 18.
She's looking through the projector, and the projector slides, and we said this. There's this one point where she, like, looks at the mirror, and she keeps zooming in, and all of a sudden we're like...
Yeah, she has like an enhance button. She has like button. An
enhance button to where suddenly she
on
can...
On her slide.
Like, police can't even actually do
like
that.
She's like zooming in and she's like changing in, the focus.
Yeah, to where like she's creating whole new pictures out of one picture.
I'm like...
I can't even do that.
That seems fishy when they did that on like Star Trek The Next Generation.
We're on CSI Miami.
Enhance.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Enhance.
CSI Miami.
Enhance.
Enhance.
Good.
She enhances with a fucking slide projector. Whatever. Movie magic. And then Trevor comes in. No, Trevor doesn't come
Bernadette
in.
Bernadette shows up.
No, Candyman comes first.
Candyman comes and
she's like, Helen.
She's like, I'm going to go look at that, look through at that mirror again.
Because her husband left.
Yeah.
She was in the bathtub crying.
Oh, he's like, I have to go. I'll be gone for 20 minutes. Yeah. I'm going to dip out.
With her, her boots
right when
the
she
milk.
Gets home from jail. She's crying.
He's like,
soaking.
You're chill, right? Like, I'm gonna just pop
he's
out.
Like, you're in this weird white bath water.
Yeah.
Gotta go bone my friend, and I'll come back to
it's gonna
you.
It's gonna be a quick
like
one.
20 minutes. I don't last long. It'll
be fine.
It's like I'm in my 40s.
So then she gets out, hustles over, checks out her like super like cool technology, and then Candyman shows up when she sees them in the film.
In the film.
And then
because it starts moving or something, right?
Yeah. Well, no. I don't think it moves.
He just
sees
her.
When she sees it, it scares
her. And then
her.
She sees it, like his actual face.
He punches
through
the mirror.
And it punches through the mirror when
she flashes
goes,
back to like the mural.
The big mouth.
Right?
Yeah.
And then that's when he comes.
And then she goes to the bathroom and he punches through the mural.
Yeah. Which is a super
or through the,
fit,
the
wind
mirror
safe place
and she
to go.
Slams her the door.
And she tries to like run out the apartment.
Yeah.
And then he's like outside.
There. Yeah. And then he comes back inside and pins her down in the kitchen and does something to her. It seems like he just kind of scratches the back of her neck a little.
Yeah, it seems like he kind of penetrates her neck with his hook.
Yeah.
And then he's like, we're about to make a new prophecy. Or like he says something along those lines.
New
basically.
Legend, new
he says something creepy sexy.
And then Bernadette shows, she's showing up at the door and she's like, oh, I brought flowers for my friend. And
and she's like,
and it's and like Bernadette. And then she's like screaming
she's
on the inside.
On the
it's like this entire time, Bernadette has been the most sensible, like cautious person.
Yeah.
But now she's like, oh, she's screaming.
Bust into
I'm
going to,
I'm going to burst into this door.
With
go
this
in
murdering
there.
Murdering white woman.
Yeah.
No.
And then
the
Bernadette gets got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then once
from
again,
from stem to stern,
what's her name wakes up in blood.
I don't understand how they would think that she did it because, like, they
think
she
has this wimpy, thin ass butcher knife, and then her friend is, like, split apart in, like, a really rough, weird manner.
Like, it's quite a large wound, and she looks like she's been dead for about a century.
She looks like a blueberry.
Yeah. And then Bernadette.
And how strong do they think Virginia Madsen is?
Also, Helen has literally two, like.
Yeah, she's got a little bit
little,
of blood.
Like, circles of blood on her.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a lot of blood came out of that woman.
And then they keep her in a crazy farm for a month.
Full of drugs, which sounds fucking Thorazine. Fantastic, but at the same time, like, can you imagine waking up for a month from now? Like, whew. Who's president now? What's happened?
Yeah, I'm surprised she like stood up at all. But they get her in there. But the Candyman visits her once on the very first day she gets checked in.
Yeah, right. When she's all
she
strapped
goes
down.
He goes to like kiss her. She's like, he's like, just a kiss, and it's real weird because she's restrained, and he's floating above her. And then she wakes up. It's a month
down
later.
To the side, and then he goes underneath the bed.
And then, but then it flashes forward to a month later, and she's like seeing her doctor, and the doctor's like, "Yeah, you crazy."
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, "Did you really think the Candyman was in your room? Well, check out this footage." And he turns on the four screens, and it's her being like, "Oh, Candyman," but there's no floaty black dude above her, and then she's like, "That can't be true," and she's like, "I'll prove it to you." So he conveniently has a mirror in his psychology room, right?
Yeah.
And she looks over and she just does Candyman times five.
Oh, yeah. When
and he gets gut.
When weird.
The hook straight through is like through the back of him.
Yeah, he is looking at her like, well, nothing's fucking happening.
Yeah, where's your fucking boy?
And then he's just like, and then blood.
Yeah.
And then Candyman punks everyone and busts off her little wrist things.
Yeah.
And then, so
backwards jumps.
And then that was kind of fun though. I was I kind of liked that.
Like
it's like end away.
He just smashes out.
He's like backwards flying.
It would have been like kind of cool had like there not.
You were in the yard. You saw it. Like, you just see him flying ass first into the night sky.
Like and he just shattered the shit out of the window, and then she escapes.
Yeah.
And then, like, bangs on a window, knocks out a fucking nurse and steals her clothes, well, and then the way she seemingly runs home.
Yeah. The way she takes the clothes off her, it's like she's literally, like, rolling the clothes off of her. Like, you see her pants are down, but, like, she's rolling the shirt off, and it's like, you know, take one clothing item off at a time.
Yeah, that was weird. Like, it was she's like, okay, I'm gonna pull the pants down an inch, and that shirt up a little bit, and just keep... back and forth.
And then it's and a then crazy dude it. In the bed next to him. Just yeah, like, she's what like, what?
He's like, this is
you guys.
He's like, this is crazy.
He's like,
ooh. How ironic.
But then she busts out of, like, she escapes and runs home. And she's like, Trevor, please be home. And then
Trevor's home.
Oh, has made some changes to
the
home.
Painting, I guess that's why the door was open.
Yeah, the door's wide open. Yeah.
Door's wide open.
She walks in. All the furniture's covered.
Yeah,
everything's away from the walls, and everything's being repainted. And then, like, she I guess made no sound because
pink.
She like walks in, pink. And the girl's just painting away, and she's like,
"And
what
the girl
does she
sees
do?
Her, and is like, she says, 'Oh shit!'"
Yeah.
Like, the girl freaks out. The girl's like, I know who this is.
And he's like, "What's wrong, sweetheart? You make another boo boo?"
Yeah, because she's like, Trevor.
Yeah.
Trevor.
Ugh. And Trevor's like in his fucking king bathrobe.
Yeah.
Isn't that ridiculous?
So you gotta he's love, like, you gotta love like the like 40-year-old man who walks in to see his 19-year-old bride and is like, "Oh honey, what was that noise?" And he's wearing
his brother. He's like, what? There's much
so then
to
they
do
have
in
a whole
here.
Thing, and she's obviously like, "What the fuck is happening?"
Yeah.
She's like, "You weren't gonna tell me till I was out, whatever."
And she's like, "And then it's you like, didn't think I was gonna get out."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no. And then crazy so they have like pants. At least nobody a 5-minute back and forth about this, and then she's like, "It's over." And I'm like,
no
"Girl,
fucking shit.
Yeah."
Yeah,
well, it is over.
She was like on the crazy side where she was like, "Oh, if I'm gonna be crazy, I'm gonna be real crazy."
And then she like stepped back a second. She's like, "I'm not a killer."
Yeah,
I was so bummed when she didn't Candyman him right then. Just be like, "Oh, well, I can take care of this."
Yeah,
Candyman.
Yeah,
a lot of other Candymans.
Well, it seemed like there for a minute, like it was like, well, I guess it was after that scene where she's like. The only thing that she really has is Candyman at that point.
Yeah.
That's her only dude.
And that's what the
movie... And as
movie,
it turns out, that's always been her...
Helen, all you had was my desire for you.
Yeah, Helen, it was always you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then she goes to Cabrini Green, and she busts up into what is now a giant cave.
I feel like she probably
remember
could
how
have,
it was
like,
bigger when she crawled through the second time?
Yeah, she just walked through, like, barely kind of ducked her head.
I think they did that kind of on purpose. Like, I think they made that, like, a choice as, like, it seems dreamy and unreal now.
Yeah.
Like, so they made it, it was like...
Yeah, it's more, like, welcoming at this point. Like, she's supposed to be there.
And then we kind of forgot the fact that Candyman actually stole the baby.
Yeah.
And
he's
had the baby really in that sketchy-ass vacant apartment.
That's not good for a baby.
And his whole thing... His whole thing was like,
remember
Helen, you'll trade your life for the baby.
Yeah.
We forget there's a weird finger sucking scene with like, blood.
He just comes up and puts his index finger in the mouth of the baby. And it's like,
the baby, like,
and it was kind of like maybe it was like honey from the bees or something. But I was like, that also just looks
still real weird.
Yeah.
Not, you should cut that.
And the hooks over it.
Yeah.
Let's not.
So then he has Helen. Helen makes it. Finds him and then
she tries to hook him. She hooks him in the neck and he's like,
and then he like essentially
pops her right back
up. He essentially pins her down and she starts to get covered in bees. He's covered in bees. His mouth is full of bees.
Then
and he starts.
That was kind of cool because like I'm interested in it. Like, did they just really cover him in fucking bees?
Well, like his he was like
that was not no joke
too. So that made me feel like it was like a very
he had a mouth full of very real looking bees.
Yeah. And so they do a bee makeout.
Uh-huh. And you then know, what happens after
like,
that?
Going, she passes out. And
she
then
passes
she wakes
out
up
and
again.
Wakes up again.
This girl needs to stop taking so many naps.
I know. She gets in these like weird
trancy
things.
Real bees were actually put into Tony Todd's mouth.
Ass, dude. And she was covered in a significant amount of bees,
Tony
too.
Tony Todd was stung by bees 23 times during the space of the Candyman trilogy.
Oh, dude, I hope they paid him a lot. Like, fuck.
I
think so.
I mean, he's like a horror mainstay. He was in Night of the Living Dead. And
he was also in a lot of Final Destination movies.
Mm. And also, just again, too handsome in this movie.
He is very handsome.
And he had this, like, sweet-ass fucking, like,
and that sexy and with that sexy voice saying sexy things. Like,
he was, like, foine scary.
Ooh, yeah, I think that was part of it, where you're kind of like, ooh, I'm not mad at this.
No, that's why I was like...
A sharp dresser.
I didn't know why she didn't just go, take me.
Yeah.
Like
they could have had a cool...
I was waiting for that.
And maybe that's what the end... I mean,
well,
was,
you know,
were they kind of like,
at the end when there's the baby, like I kind of was hoping she'd like turn to him and be like,
"Let's do this."
Like,
thing.
"I love you, let's do this, but let's let the baby go and we just make our
that'd
own
be chill.
Or do something like that."
Sweet.
Yeah, let's be dead and make our own baby.
Is a line from Shakespeare's Hamlet. That's interesting.
Huh.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Okay, wait. So she wakes up from her thing, and then is that when, like, the big trash pile?
I literally have no idea what happens when she wakes up.
She wakes up and she's like, she's supposed to be, like, accepting her death and being the sacrifice to replace the baby. And then suddenly he's gone. She's supposed to have been dying by exquisite pain, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And then she wakes up and she hears the baby crying, and she looks out at the garbage pile.
Gigantic trash pile.
The scene we forgot where the kid, remember the kid mentions, she's like, oh, what's all that trash for? Someone having a bonfire? And that was like 8 scenes ago.
I don't remember that.
They reference that for like 1 second. They set it up a little bit. And then she's looking at this giant trash pile, Trash Mountain, next to Cabrini Green, and she hears a baby crying, so she climbs up Trash Mountain, and then... But she still has a hook in her hand for whatever
she's
reason.
She's got a hook in her hand. She's kind of using it as a tool, which I thought
was
fun.
Which clearly didn't work before. No.
Jake sees just a claw going into the trash mountain.
And
he's like,
oh, fuck. He's like, let's
and
burn
he's
this
like,
fucker
yeah,
down.
Let's fucking kill Candyman. We can kill him. But she's in there to rescue a baby. And then they set the whole trash pile on fire. And Candyman's like, this was my plan.
No, and then suddenly it shows like the whole like, mural and stuff like that. It was always her.
She's
like
the
that.
White woman.
That she was the white. That she is essentially either the soul of the white woman or an ancestor of the white woman. That I think it's
the
soul.
Yeah,
so it's like, you know, you repeat lives or whatever.
Yeah.
Like she is the soul of the white woman who he was with, which kind of makes me wonder, like, why she didn't just go, oh, thank God you're back. Like, let's do this.
Yeah.
But I think because she wanted to carry the baby out of there.
Yeah, no, I think that, because you saw her, like, when she thought that she was going to be trading her life for the baby, she was, like, totally okay with it.
Yeah, she's super into it.
And then once she realized that, oh, he had lied to her and that the baby was part of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So
he wanted
like,
all three.
Yeah. That was his plan, was to make this grand finale to get everyone believing the Candyman.
But
again.
She just fucking hulks her way out of this burning
trash
pile.
Well, yeah, because they start lighting that shit on fire, and she's holding the baby, and then realizes way too late that the thing is
burning.
She's
like, wait, this is not
and
a great
And then he pops
place.
Up. They have a whole thing.
She bops him in the face or something?
She hits him in the chest with fire.
Oh, yeah, she burns him.
Yeah, she like, stabs him with
and
like a burning...
Because he's already like hollow, I think. He's already just like...
Yeah,
he
opens
like
his chest,
weird
and his chest
thing.
Is full of
bees.
Ribs and bees.
Yeah.
Ribs
full of bays.
Yeah. Bays.
She crawls out. She's got to get out of there.
So she's like crawling, and this big fucking log falls on her back.
On her back.
She's on fire.
She's very on fire.
She is so on fire.
Her hair
holding
is
this
on
baby.
Fire.
No,
and then her wig's
on
dude,
fire.
The wig was incredible. Because you know that was a dude.
No, that was a dude crawling through with his wig on fire.
With his like Albert Einstein wig on. And you're like, is that the closest
stunt
you
guy
could
from
get?
Hollywood.
But yeah, she finally makes it out. And it's funny because she's like on fire, and then all of a sudden she like
that is
her
hilarious.
Hair is torched.
What did you
off.
Say? She looked like the doll from Rugrats.
Cynthia.
Straight up look like
she got the baby, powers. And then she has this gnarly ass fucking like one little patch of blonde hair in the front.
She gets out with that
baby
and she hands the baby off.
And everyone's grateful. Everyone's like, thanks, white lady.
But she does.
And then she fucking does.
She redeems. She becomes the savior of the black
people.
Well,
she becomes
the
savior. Like, they make a mural of her.
Yeah, they legit ass make a mural of her, like as an angel. And they come to her funeral and scare the shit out of her
ex-husband. Yeah, and scare the shit out of the white people. Who's there with this,
like, fucking boo thing? Oh, I know. And I'm like, I don't know if that's cool.
That's not appropriate.
Yeah. Like, does Helen not have any family?
I know. Albert, no, I it was not Albert. Fucking Ben Franklin.
Yeah.
Was there.
Ben Franklin was there.
Some random dude.
Her cheating ex-husband.
Yeah.
And he was only there because he knew Candyman did it. He was like, oh, I know this Candyman shit.
And then all of the neighborhood shows up. All of Cabrini Green
shows up in a parade, basically. And they're like, here's a hook, which was weird.
Here's your hook. Well, it's Candyman's hook.
Yeah.
That's somehow it's a steel hook with nails in it. I don't know what it's nailed to, but
I know.
So they toss it in or whatever. Trevor and his new little girlfriend go home.
Yeah.
He can't get out of the shitter because he's a mess.
And he's having a panic attack about dating an asshole.
He's dating an annoying ass 19-year-old girl.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, wait, this was kind of fun when it was a secret, but like, I don't actually want this.
Yeah, and then he starts crying because he misses Helen.
Also, I don't know why she's freaking the fuck out. Like, when a man's in the bathroom, just make the dinner.
Just let it happen. And then he's like having flashbacks of Helen like excitedly cooking a meal, and then he walks in the door and she throws a towel over her shoulder and runs to him, and I'm like,
she's enthusiastic.
Ugh. He's like, man, she did cook a mean dinner. Like, that's all he fucking cared about.
No, if only
like,
she stayed 19.
Yeah. God damn. Yeah.
He's like, this girl's a good fuck, but man, does she cook a shitty steak.
I know.
Yeah, the girl.
She's throwing the raw meat in the salad bowl.
And she's pouting in the kitchen. She slams that steak down.
There's literally nothing in that fridge. She has except for beer
and a raw ass steak on a white plate.
Yeah.
Which she throws on the counter.
She starts also
chopping up the most aggressive,
like, oh my God.
She like rips the fridge door open and like slams the wall. Yeah. Like, girl, stop everything.
And she's like, she slams it. She like looks down the hall to see if it gets Trevor's
attention. Always taking a shit.
Yeah. She's like, he's been in the bathroom too long.
He shits like every day. It's bull. I can't take it.
I can't put up with this type of bowel movement.
Every fucking day? Are you kidding me?
And her fucking long sleeve, sheer as
shit. Oh my God. She was wearing the most titty shirt I've ever seen. It was like,
get it, sister.
Her nipples are literally as long as my fucking arms.
They were busting out of there.
I know. It was cold in there.
Little pencil erasers going on.
Yeah.
She should have put a sweater on.
Meanwhile, Trevor's crying on the shitter.
Yeah.
And then he's like, let me say her name 1,000 times into this mirror. That sounds great.
Oh, hello. He says Helen times 5.
Yeah.
And then she spooks him.
She shows up fucking torched ass Helen.
Yeah. And she splits him from groin to chin.
Hey, that's what he wanted.
And then super fun girly pants walks into the room holding
the salad's ready.
Like, Trevor, honestly.
Holding the knife, and it's like Helen's laughing in the background, essentially being like, haha, bitch.
Hope the cops bust in right now.
Yeah. Joke's on you.
Yep.
And that's Candyman.
Yeah, and that's literally the end. The end is when they flash to the mural in Cabrini Green of Helen rescuing babies from fires.
Thing.
So what did everybody think of the movie?
I really liked it.
I liked it too, and I didn't expect, because a lot of the movies we've watched, I'm like, oh, this is dated AF. And
granted, a lot
of actually were, thought you were going to be like, this is so dated.
I liked it.
Describing
I really liked
the premise
it.
Is stupid as... So there's this white woman who goes to the ghetto, and there's a scary black man with bees and a hook.
That's a weird thing to say to people. Bloody Mary.
It's like, how the fuck do you describe that movie to someone and have them go, sounds smart? It's like Midnight Meat Train. It's like a corny fucking premise, but then you watch it and you're like, this is a good movie.
It was really well done.
Midnight Meat Train is great if like only it was like real gore and not CGI. Gore.
Sure.
But also, why are you calling it Midnight Meat Train? That's why I never wanted to see that movie.
Yeah, that's a really bad
It was a midnight meat train. It was literally a train that went through at midnight and to gather
people
meat.
Were meat.
Yeah.
I mean, it's real literal.
It's very literal.
I just didn't like.
That's literally what happened.
It's like the movie. It's like they took the treatment for the movie and they're like, that's the title.
Nailed it.
It's like
midnight
you being like
meat train.
Why did they call it Jurassic Park? Because it's about a park set with dinosaurs from the Jurassic Age. It's a Jurassic Park.
Yeah, but it's not like Jurassic Park kill kids.
We could do this. I'm saying we can do this with anything.
Yeah.
I know what you did last summer.
Dinosaurs eat people.
He knows what they did last summer.
Yeah, but it's like, I know that you killed people last summer would be more on point.
Yeah, I know you hit a guy and left him
I know
in
you
the
hit a guy
and
left him on the street to die last summer.
Yeah.
The movie.
So now anyway, we're going to kill you.
But yeah, I liked it. I didn't, you hadn't seen it since you were like six. I hadn't seen it since I was super young.
Yeah, I also have not seen it in a very long time.
And I didn't remember it being this good.
No. Well, no.
That would scare the fuck out of me.
I thought it was quite enjoyable and quite scary.
I think, though, because when I was so young, I was hiding my eyes through the movie. But I think that's why, like, the sounds and the music was, like, the number one thing that I remember. Yep. Just being terrified of, like, hearing the chamber
the
music.
The creepy-ass score by Philip Morris. Yeah.
That was scary. Like, had I been younger, that would have been really scary. Oh,
terrifying.
For sure.
All and thanks anything, to my cool aunt that let us watch the scary movies back in the day.
Right anything where you, that you can invoke in your own bathroom and can become, like, that is gold.
Like a fart? Like,
anything that you can conjure in a bathroom?
A shit?
With friends? By like, it's like Bloody Mary. It's like, isn't that, you say Bloody Mary three times, she's supposed to appear behind you?
You don't say this shit, you don't say anything into your mirror.
No.
No.
Like, you brush your teeth and like, you get the fuck out of there.
I'm not even trying to brush my teeth and like,
and bend it down.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't want
to do it. I don't even like to look at myself there for too long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, no. Mirrors are like, like, you look at it, you bounce. Like, that's
all utilitarian. That it's you're not fucking sitting there doing your thing.
You're not saying people's fucking names.
No.
Especially nothing that has bloody in it or candy or man.
Does the drink Bloody Mary, like, is that from the urban legend? Like, why?
No.
Tell me, Pony.
I don't think so.
Because I do love it, Bloody Mary.
I do too. I love, go to the bar to order a candy man. They that won't, should be a they drink. They won't make you a drink, though.
I'll just get stabbed with a hook.
Just walk and be like, I'm here for the Candyman.
Candyman.
Yeah, just keep saying it until they give me something. Yeah.
But you gotta look in a mirror.
There's usually mirrors behind bars.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Anyway, Candyman was good. What did you think, Brooke?
Oh, I still love it. I love movies from the 90s. Yeah. I am always gonna be like very pro 90s movies.
I feel like that held up really nicely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, as best as you could expect.
Like, movies from the 90s are, like, the perfect... They have the perfect amount of, like, scare, perfect amount of suspense, perfect amount of cheese.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They're cheesy, but, like, they try to take themselves seriously. Yeah.
Like, the whole scene of him backwards flying out the window.
Yeah.
I liked it.
That was, like, the ultimate cheese part of the movie. Yeah, he's like, okay, are we
later,
good here?
Y'all. I'll got see you later. To go.
He's all right. Someone carry me out invisibly. Carry me out backwards. Ooh. That was a good. I like that part.
Well.
Overall, yeah.
We finally got our first fan request, and we're gonna be doing Lost Boys next. And then
little sister,
little sister, thou shall not. You're eating worms, Michael.
We're going to see Lost Boys.
Yeah, we're going to do Lost Boys. And if you
with
would
half
like
of Bill and Ted.
If you would like to hear anything else from us, let
us
know.
Reach
out. And we will totally talk about it and destroy it. And you'll love it or you'll hate it. And we will care or we won't. Yay!
Things will happen, guaranteed.
Things, words, stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening, folks.
Yeah, if you haven't watched Candyman, watch the Candy Mizzle.
Candy Mizzle. Good night, everyone.
Yep.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Stay woke.